بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه أما بعد جماعة المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله All praise and thanks due solely to Allah سبحانه وتعالى Another night of صلاة التراويح Allah سبحانه وتعالى reward our حفاظ and grant them the strength to continue with a good work بإذن الله تعالى Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nisa, verse number 27 and 28, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَن يَتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants to accept your repentance. Connecting to what we spoke about last night, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just waiting for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us to make tawbah, to always return to Him, to always repent to Him. In the hadith of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the man who goes into the desert with his camel and his food and his drink, and then he lies down to take a rest, and when he wakes up, his camel and his food and his drink is gone. Then he starts looking for the camel, and after 3 days, he realizes he's going to die. It's in the middle of the desert, there's no vegetation, there's no water, there's nothing. And he lies down to die, and he passes out. When he wakes up again, he finds his camel and his food and his drink standing over him. And our beloved Prophet Muhammad is narrating the story to the Sahaba. At the end he says, لَاللَّهِ أَفْرَحُ بِتَوْبَةِ الْعَبْدِ الْمُؤْمِنِ مِنْ هَذَا بِرَاحِلَتِهِ That Allah is happier with the repentance of his servant than this man is with the return of his camel and his food and his drink. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just waiting for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَن يَتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ Allah wants to accept your repentance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to forgive you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, the believers. Allah make us of the true believers. Ameen. وَيُرِيدُ الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الشَّهَوَاتِ أَن تَمِيلُوا مَيْلًا عَظِيمًا But those who follow their lusts and desires, they want you to go completely astray. And this is why it is so important for us And especially as parents for our children, to make sure that we have the right companionship, that we have the right friends. Because the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, Al-mar'u ala dini khalili. A person is on the way of life of their friend. فَلْيَنْظُرْ أَحَدُكُمْ مَنْ يُخَالِلْ So let every single one of you watch out who you take as your friends. Why? Because in the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, if we have gone with a friend, Allah wants to accept our repentance. Allah wants us to be forgiven by Him. He wants us to walk the straight path. But if we're going to choose the wrong friends, then there's not going to be time for tawbah. There's not going to be time for returning to Allah. There's only going to be time for walking away from the straight path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes that person on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. يَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ The day when the oppressor, and here speaking about the self-oppressor, the person that has transgressed upon themselves by disobeying Allah. يَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ The day when the person who has transgressed the boundaries of Allah, they will bite into their hands out of regret. يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا He will say, if only I'd taken the path of the messenger. Ya waylata, laytani lam attakhid fulanan khalila. He'll say, woe be to me. If only I hadn't taken so and so as my friend. Laqad adallani an dhikr ba'da idh ja'ani. Indeed, he caused me to stray from the remembrance of Allah after it came to me. وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِلْإِنسَانِ خَذُولًا And shaytan is ever deceiving of mankind. So, we have one of two paths to choose from in this life. وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجَدَيْنُ You know what's a najadain? A najadain, if I can use an example. Haji Naseem, do you often drive to Pretoria? Fly. Allahu Akbar. Have you ever driven? You have driven, of course. So when you're driving on the N1 and you see that the road dips down into a valley, would you ever take a chance to overtake? No, because you can't see what's oncoming. And likewise, if the road is flat and it's on a hot day, then you will see the road is very hazy. But if the road is going up a mountain, then it's very clear, isn't it? And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about when he says, وَهَدَيْنَا هُنَّ جَدَيْنَ. That Allah has shown us, وَهَدَيْنَا, He's shown us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed we have shown the two clear paths. The path of right, the path of wrong. The path of good, the path of bad. The path of lawful, the path of prohibited. The path of truth, the path of falsehood. These are the two paths. And they are like those inclines. And najdain, najd means something which is murtafi', something which is elevated. So these two paths are clear. وَهَدَيْنَا هُنَّجَدَيْنَ. So we don't have an excuse. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, with regards to belief, لَا إِكْرَاهَ فِي الدِّينِ قَدْ تَبَيَّنَا رُشْتُ مِنَ الْغَيِّ. There's no compulsion in religion. You can't force somebody to believe something. The right path has been made distinguishable from the wrong path. وَالنَّفْسِ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا. And by the soul, and the one who proportioned it. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقَوَاهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us that ilham, that we have this built-in consciousness of being able to differentiate between that which is good and that which is bad, that which is right and that which is wrong. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants us to choose, He wants us to use that will that He has created within us, that qudra, to choose the right path and not to go with the one that is calling us to follow our whims and our fancies, our lusts and desires. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَن يُخَفِّفَ عَنْكُمْ وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Allah wants to make it light for you. And indeed, mankind has been created weak. That's why there's nothing difficult about this deen. Ask somebody who grew up for 18 years of his life without knowing La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I grew up pretty much make it up as you go along. Happy go lucky. Live and let live. No real boundaries. Yes, morals and principles, they were there. But no real boundaries in terms of what you can, what you cannot do. And Islam is not difficult. In fact, there is nothing which even causes discomfort in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Hajj, وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجْ. Haraj means discomfort. You know, somebody makes ihraj on you, it means they made you feel uncomfortable. Nothing in this deen even makes us feel uncomfortable, let alone feel burdened or feel pressurized. لَا يُكَلِّفَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. Allah will never place a burden on a soul that which it cannot bear. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants ease for us. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says in a hadith, "Ad-dinu yusr," the religion is easy. Qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Bashiru wa la tunaffiru, yassiru wa la tu'assiru." He says, give glad tidings. And that's so important in the way that we portray Islam. That we portray it in a way within the bounds of the Quran and the Sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is inviting for other people, not chasing them away. Why? Because there is nothing extreme in Islam. يَسِّرُ وَلَا تُعَسِّرُ. Make things easy, don't make them difficult. Again, within the boundaries that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has set for us. It is said of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, authentically narrated by one of the companions, may Allah be pleased with him, he said, ما خير رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بين أمرين إلا واختار أيسرهما. Never ever was our beloved Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم faced with a choice between two things, except that he chose the easier of the two. Again, within the bounds. You can't say, no, no, but the haram way is easy way. No. Actual fact, the haram way is the difficult way. Because there is nothing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has enjoined upon us except that it is for our benefit. And there is nothing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited us from doing except that it is to save us from detriment. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, and I call it the bitter pill. This is truly the bitter pill. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that it might be that you dislike something, عَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. It might be that you dislike something, but it's good for you. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ. And it might be that you love something, but it's bad for you. And what's the bottom line? What's the bitter pill? وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And Allah knows, and you don't know. And coming back to our theme, what is our theme? Building the shield of taqwa. In that lies all ease. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. The one who is mindful of Allah, the one who is careful for Allah, careful for displeasing Allah, shielding themselves from Allah's displeasure, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make their entire matter, meaning their whole lives, Allah will make it easy for them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that are always mindful of Him. Make us of those that are always careful of His boundaries, staying well within them. And through that, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the ease to make it through the test of this life, to be entered on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah in the company of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam fi jannatin na'im. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillah rabbil alamin. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. 1 minute to go.